You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The latest proposals by National Treasury related to public procurement regulation amendments have been out in the public for comment. That window of comment closed a little earlier in this month. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail and trying to unpack the potential implications of these latest draft proposals. I'm joined on the line by Executive Director at the Center for Development and Enterprise, Anne Bernstein, to see if we can make sense of this. Anne, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Give us an overview and perhaps a background around the particular draft regulations that have been put forward here and perhaps how they differ from what we currently have in place around the Public Procurement Act.
Good evening. Public procurement is really important, and there's no authoritative estimate, but at least 500 billion rand is spent by the state and state-owned entities every year. And this is not just a financial issue. This is how government buys the goods that we need as a society. It affects what textbooks we get. Do we get them on time? Do we get them at a decent price? It affects, does the hospital have machines? Does it have the medicines you need? You know, does the municipality get the fuel for the buckies to fix your water pipe? So this is a very important issue. And it has been a singular failure in many respects in the country until now. We don't buy well. We buy at very high costs. And often there are enormous delays which push up the costs and all sorts of things that go wrong. So the Treasury has come with these draft regulations. And I should immediately say there are some things. We're not wholesale rejecting this. We've looked at it very carefully. There are some things like greater transparency that are good reforms, and we would support those. But we're very concerned about the provisions for preferential procurement. And we think these are complex and they are going to push up the costs of procurement throughout the state system. So there are really two issues that you should ask yourself. The one is, how simple are these procurement rules? Do you and I understand them? Does the average official understand them in Rustenburg or in, you know, in some part of a great big SOE? So are they simple? Now, simple is very important because when you introduce complexity, there's this decision, there's this uncertainty, there's this delay, or there are these three people you have to get their okay on. At each stage of that complexity, opportunities for delay and for corruption come in. So you have to think about simplicity and you have to think about value for money. This is how they spend our tax money, and we've got to get value for money because we have an expanding population and we don't have a lot of money. So those are the criteria one needs to think about when looking at the new draft regulations.
And this is clearly an important issue that we do need to address. We know, as you've highlighted, some of the problems we've experienced in the past. How far does this draft policy go in addressing this? And where does the policy perhaps miss some of the key things that we've been made aware of in our investigations in the past as to where public procurement has been lacking?
Well, we're very concerned about the preferential procurement provisions of these draft new regulations. We think they increase complexity, they increase opportunities for corruption, they're going to be expensive and difficult to implement. So there are three different ones. These are very complex, so I don't want to go into the detail because people will get lost in the detail. But in our view, the government should substantially reconsider the proposed regulations. They're proposing set-asides for certain kinds of people and firms. They've changed the requirements of the BEE provisions that everybody's been working towards of, for example, majority black-owned companies. They're now saying they have to be 100% black-owned companies if they're going to qualify. There are various, so I can bore you all with some of the detail, but essentially we're saying reconsider the set-asides. These are inherently inefficient and shouldn't be used. We should ditch pre-qualification. In other words, if you don't qualify, you don't even have a chance to tender for some item the state wants. We're saying this is a terrible approach to procurement. It will reduce competition and therefore prices will go up. We're saying abandon the compulsory subcontracting model. So if you get a tender over 100 million rand, they can ask you, after they've done a feasibility study, that there are three or more companies that could tender for subcontracting an enormous proportion of this big tender of 100 million. We're saying this is going to drive up costs dramatically. So there are a whole lot of areas, especially with regard to preferential procurement, we're saying this is the wrong road to go. We're going to make things more complex, and we're not going to put South Africa on a better route to spending that 500 billion every year so that we get value for money.
More complex is certainly what we don't want. And before I let you go, I want to take a look at how this potential draft aligns with the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development standards, the OECD standards that we see being applied globally. Does this push us closer towards that alignment, or does this potentially push us further away and simply shift the goalposts?
Well, I don't know the OECD sort of standard. Yeah, we didn't look at that. We looked at the detail of this 102-page set of draft regulations to try and really understand what they were trying to do and whether we thought this would help the country. You know, the bottom line is that the fastest way to empower the largest numbers of Black South Africans is to have a state that works and not one mired in corruption or hamstrung by complicated, time-consuming procurement processes that seek first and foremost to funnel resources to favored constituencies. You know, one of the lessons we need to learn from the last 25 years is that if you have a policy, say procurement, and then you load onto it not just how to procure, but other social policies as well, who to procure to, women-owned companies, 100% black-owned companies, small businesses, you know, you can go through a long list, disabled people, veterans. Now, these might be people we do want as a society to assist, but don't do it through procurement in this way. It makes it very difficult to know how we get value for money. And so we're really saying this is the wrong approach in the preferential procurement area. There are some positives, like greater transparency overall, but this is the wrong approach to deal with how we spend so much money, and that affects so many millions of South Africans.
The basis is simple. We would like a state that works, because a working state is one that looks after its people. We'll have to leave the conversation on that note. Executive Director for the Center of Development and Enterprise, Anne Bernstein, joining us to take a look at the latest draft regulations around public procurement that have been put forward by National Treasury, and trying to make sense of what it is that they aim to achieve.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.